Mutual presents Arch Obler's Plays. The Mutual Broadcasting System has the pleasure of presenting the ninth broadcast of a special 26-week series of plays by radio playwright Arch Obler. In this series, we hope to bring you dramas full of the excitement and the meaning of plays told in relation to the expanding world we live in. Our play this evening is titled Night.
The land is in darkness. The day, once capering with the promise of its allotted hours, has gone, creeping agedly over the edge of the sky. Night, soft veiling, lies thickly over the ponds and swamps and lakes and rivers, over the knolls and dunes and buttes and mountains, over the homesteads, farms, the ranches and plantations, over the villages and towns and county seats and cities. For a whisper of time, the night is on the land.
Don't you get tired dancing?
Keep dancing.
Okay. As long as you pay for it, I gotta do it. But 2 hours, my feet, they're killing me.
What are they stopping for? Why don't they keep playing?
Listen, sailor, the musicians, they're human. They gotta rest. So long, sailor.
No, you gotta stay with me.
But I...
When the music starts again, you gotta dance with me again.
Okay. You're the violent type, ain't you? You got more tickets?
Sure.
Okay, you got to pay tickets to sit and talk to me. Come on, we'll sit over here. Oh, brother, my feet.
When are they going to start playing again?
In a minute. Gee, I never saw anybody crazy about dancing. If you want to sit here, you got to buy something to drink.
All right.
Plenty. 2 Cokes. What time is it?
10 o'clock.
Gee, over 2 hours you've been dancing with me. Don't you want to dance with somebody else?
I've got to dance with you.
Listen, sailor, I don't get it. You come
here's
in here...
Here, folks. There's 4 bits, Navy.
Yeah. Here you are.
Okay.
Do I need this?
How soon does the band start playing again?
I told you in a minute. What's the matter with you? Dancing steady for 2 hours, you can't sit still for a minute? Say, when'd you get off your ship?
A couple of hours ago.
You came right here?
Yeah.
I still don't get it. If you were a hepcat, but... Now, listen, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you dance like an old crutch. Yeah, I'll bet you're a farm boy. Okay, so don't answer that one. But tell me this, what goes, what do you want to dance so much for?
I have the tickets to pay for it.
All right. You think it's just the dough? You think you can just wave a ticket in front of my face and that's all you have to do? Okay, sailor, you can go dance with one of the other girls, not me.
No.
I'm telling you.
No, it's got to be you.
Oh, no.
It's got to be you. You got red hair.
What the heck are you talking about?
Your hair like carrots. You gotta dance with me.
All right, Bombay. So red hair sends you. You're cute. Maybe you could...
Take your hands off me.
Huh?
Just dance with me, that's all. Just dance.
You got your nerve.
I hate you. Hate this dirty, filthy place. I want to go home.
Would you come
They're waiting for me, Ma and the kids and Jeannie, but I gotta stay here until I'm broke, so you'll dance with me. Just dance with me.
No, I won't.
You will.
I'll call the bouncer. He'll...
Oh. Well, dance, now.
Joe! Quick, Joe!
Dance! What's the matter, Annie? This guy's
blind. He's crazy, Joe. He won't let go of me.
Keep it quiet. You know better than to make a fuss.
I know, but...
Okay. Listen, buddy.
No, listen to me. She's got to dance with me.
Joe, make a...
Okay, sailor. We don't want no trouble in here, but if she don't want to dance with you,
she's got to dance with me.
I don't want to.
Listen to me. Please listen. I don't want to dance with you either, but I got to.
See, I told you.
Shut up. Sailor,
that's what he wanted to do. Come back and dance with a redhead. Dance all night. Dance till he was broke.
What's the matter with you?
That's all he used to talk about on his first leave, how he's going to come to New York and dance and dance all night with a redhead. He's not ever... I've got to do it for him. Please, lady, I'm sick and I want to go home, but please, you've got to dance with me. You've got to dance.
The night is restless. It stirs and turns and carries with it the restless thoughts of artists, architects, contractors, and builders, bricklayers and masons, ministers and teachers, tinsmiths, welders, charwomen, tailors, tycoons, freightmen, executors and politicians, bankers, window washers, soldiers, brewers, leather makers, printers, butchers, tinners, roofers, fishers, millers, bondsmen, carpenters, lawyers, judges, painters, senators and representatives, wholesalers and retailers. All the associates, colleagues, workers and co-workers of the land.
Vince.
Huh? You awake?
You can't sleep?
I didn't know I was bothering you.
It's all right. I haven't been sleeping either.
Oh?
Getting cooler.
I've used the plow for 30 years, and now this fella comes along and says it's wrong.
What?
The county agent about the disking. Sure got me stumped.
Oh.
The ground's got to be turned. Sure got me stumped.
Well, Vince.
What?
I hope she's all right.
Now, Egg, are you starting to worry again?
No, I've just been thinking about her, that's all.
But it's been a whole week. He's a fine boy. She'll make a good wife. That's all there is to it.
All day I don't even think about it, but as soon as it's dark, I begin thinking.
Egg, you're such a worrier.
I suppose. What, sir?
Something I forgot to tell you. Right after the ceremony, Dick came up to me and said he wanted me to know that after the war, no matter where he and Fran lived, they'd always manage to come spend vacations someplace in Ohio so they could help with the harvesting.
That was nice.
I'm going to fool him. I'm going to take him up on it. You'll find out it's a lot easier to fly one of those whatever they are, than it is to drive a combine. Asleep, Egg?
No.
Oh, Egg.
Miss you terrible, Vince. For 19 years, you never was away from me. Miss you terrible.
I do, too.
It's a good boy. I know she's crazy about him. But I wish right now she was little again and afraid to be in the dark and crawling into the bed with us like she used to.
Try to sleep.
Terrible, I suppose, my feeling this way. So many people have really lost there.
Sure. We're lucky. She'll come back often. She's a good girl.
Yes.
Now try to sleep.
It's such a dark night.
I think it'll rain a little by morning. But Barley could use it.
Good night, Vince.
Good night, Egg.
The night is a trickster. It mutates, transposes, changes, shuffles, conjures, prestidigitates, juggles, spoofs, hoodwinks, and hocus-pocuses. A white sheet, wind-tossed, spawns a ghost, a tumbleweed, a roving demon, the timbers creak, a dead man's bones. And underneath the bed wait nameless, faceless, night-born things. The night moves on and whispers behind the joke of the dark beyond the dark.
You mean he cut him up in little pieces and stuck him in the boiler?
That's what I mean.
Gosh, hey. Hey, Ryan, cut that out, will you?
Hey, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me? Can't you play something else?
Sure.
Ryan!
Ryan, cut it out, will you?
Hey, Ryan!
What is the matter with you guys?
Nothing. We don't want to hear you play, so there's something wrong with us.
Yeah. Is this the auditorium or a fire station?
How would you characters like to go to...
Hold it.
Ah, that's over in Cicero.
Yeah. It's a hoodoo, all right.
You ain't kidding. Hoodoo, sure what? Hey, what are you guys up to?
Listen to Hank. He'll tell you.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's Thursday, Ed.
Okay, it's Thursday.
There hasn't been a night running this station on Thursday night for 20 years.
20 years?
Yeah. Since the Thursday night that Patty Gooners died. on a windy night. Just like this one.
Paddy Gooners? Who was Paddy Gooners?
He was a fireman. And he died in this station 20 years ago. Right in this room.
Hey, fellas, is this guy kidding me?
Well, listen, you big lug. He's telling you the facts.
Now, you want to hear the rest of the story, Ryan?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Thought maybe you didn't like ghost stories.
Yeah? Go on.
Okay. Paddy Gooners was the driver of a steam pumper that ran out of the station 20 years ago. He was a little guy, but big with women.
Like me.
Oh, oh, keep quiet, will you, Ryan?
Only one day he met a woman he shouldn't have met. The pretty wife of a fellow who stoked the boiler of the pumper.
Oh!
One day the fellow who stoked the boiler of the pumper came home when he shouldn't have come home.
Uh-oh.
Paddy did some quick talking. Thought he talked his way out of it because nothing happened.
Nothing?
Nothing. But the next day there was some kind of a big celebration out in Grant Park, and most of the fire department went out of it, leaving only a skeleton crew, four or five guys. Paddy and the fellow with the good-looking wife were two of them. The other fellas finally went across the street to get a beer. They were only gone a few minutes, but when they came back, Paddy was gone.
Gone?
Just gone. Nobody knew just where. He didn't come back. Chief figured he'd run off with some woman somewhere, so he crossed him off the department's lists, and that was that. Only it wasn't that. Because a year went by, and it was Thursday, just about this time of night. Fellas were sitting around, just the way we are, right here in this very room. Everything okay. And all at once, somebody said, "Look, on the floor. What's that?" That was a big stain. And when they looked close and touched it, it was blood. What could they do? Nobody knew how it got there. So somebody got some soap and water and some sand, and they scrubbed it up in case the inspector came around. Everybody helped but one. The fellow had the pretty wife. He just sat there, didn't move, just kept watching. A week went by. Thursday again. Same time of night. Fellas were sitting around here, just the same as we are now. There it was again. Fresh blood. This time they called in the cops. Didn't do much good, because blood is blood, and that's all there was, just a little blood there on the floor. Scrubbed it up. A week went by. Thursday night came around again, and there they were, waiting. The floor was clean. Had a lantern sitting there. They waited. Nothing happened. And all at once it did. The light went out. Everybody began to yell in the dark, running around, bumping into each other. At last, someone found the light, lit it. Then they saw. There on the floor was blood again. Only this time it was pouring out from the throat of the fellow that had the pretty wife.
Oh, well, what? What a hole?
He cut his own throat. At least, that's what they say. And he left a letter telling what he had done to Paddy. Cut him up and stuffed him into the boiler of the pumper all those weeks ago.
Right here? In this station?
That's right. Right here, in this station. And there has been. And there hasn't been a night run out of this place for 20 years.
Well, what do you know?
There was something else you fellas don't know.
What was that, Hank? Huh?
His confession. Murderer said that he had cut Paddy up. Right in there.
In there? You mean in the place where we make our coffee?
That's it.
Oh, well, how do you like that?
I don't like it.
Well, that's all there is to it. Gosh, sure is dark, quiet night tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Say, Ryan.
Huh?
It's your turn to make the coffee tonight.
Oh. Is it?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Hank, would you like to come along and sort of help me?
The night is a sedative, prescribed by the rhythm of life's molecules, wearying in their sundance. The night is an old medicine man, mixing a dark brew of tremblings and laughter, and fury and past ecstasy, terror and hurt, and the wordless murmurs of a woman talking in memory. The night is an old medicine man.
Easy, girl. Easy.
She's tired. Duster is too. Aren't you, Duster?
We've been gone long.
Jay.
What's the matter?
We've been out for 6 hours.
Well, what do you know? It's good, Alice. Can't tell you how good it is.
I can imagine.
You know what the fellas used to call me?
What?
Bronco.
You?
Thanks. I used to talk so much about the horses and the range. Alice.
Yes, Jay?
Gee, Alice, I never want to go in.
We don't have to.
Ride all night?
Ride all night.
Gosh. You know what was the worst?
If you want to tell me.
When the captain used to button up the tanker, I mean, close the turret, there I was down there. The noise, Alice, the noise inside of that tank, like riding on the inside of a tin tub. I used to fire the gun, those Italian roads during the summer, all the dust. Oh, Alice, it was the worst. They never knew it. I mean, the others never said anything, but me, inside the... You know.
I know.
The wind.
Yes, Jay?
The wind was never like this over there. Sage. I'd forgotten how wonderful.
I thought I wrote you.
Well, you did, but it got hard to remember toward the end.
Yes, I can imagine.
You know, honey, I got one break.
What?
For bronc busting. I got the right arm left.
Jay.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. It's better than that. It's wonderful. I'm back. And just think, I'll never have to go away again.
The night is a non-sectarian air-conditioned meeting house, echoing in a thundering chorus, Bible-pounding, Bible-reaching, hallelujahs, Lord's prayers, whispers, heaven-reaching, devil-catching, gospel-grinding, pitching, catching. The night is a meeting house.
Tonight. Bless you all. And don't forget to leave your free will offering as you go out to carry on the way of the Great Spirit. Good night. God bless you. And don't forget to bring your friends next Saturday night, same time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The meeting's closed.
Excuse me, Reverend, could I?
Sorry, brother, sorry. In a little hurry tonight to do the work of the Lord. See you later.
God bless you, Reverend.
Harriet. Harriet!
All right, I heard you. Stop yelling.
Well, if you'd answer me, I wouldn't have to yell at you. Well, well, how did we do?
$103.
$103? Why, the low-living, tight-fisted...
Don't blame them. It's you.
Me?
Preaching. By the way you were going tonight, you couldn't raise a dollar out of a hard shell on its way to perdition.
I've been doing all right.
You are doing all right. But I'm telling you, you're slipping downhill faster than a pig on a grease runway.
Now, look here.
No, you listen to me. $103 from a meeting like tonight. You better listen.
What do you got to say?
I've been doing a lot of thinking. These West Coast amen snorters ain't what they used to be. Working in air plants and all that. They're getting modern ideas fast. All right. Why shouldn't you get modern ideas?
I preach from the headlines.
Ain't enough. Charlie, we gotta throw off the old coat like a rattlesnake in the spring.
What do you mean?
Don't be a thicker head than you are. We gotta go out of business and come back into business again.
Talk words.
Just this. Electronics.
Huh?
Electronics. I've been giving it a lot of thinking. Everybody's talking about electronics. Radio and that television and that new thing, radar. Electronics. That's what they're thinking about, and that's what we'll give them.
Well, keep talking.
This is the night we're starting over. Close right down, move right out, and start up someplace else. Long Beach or San Diego. New start with a new name.
Well, well?
The electronical pathway to the cosmos. Don't look down your nose at me. I'm talking sense. The electronical pathway to the cosmos. That's scientific. Fill the stage full of electrical stuff. Sparks shooting around. Mm-hmm. Sparks rising up to heaven, going up to heaven. Ride the sparks to the fountainhead of all the cosmos.
Hey, that's something.
Give a membership pin.
Yeah.
Made like jagged lightning.
Sure.
Pins to wear $5 cash to show that they're a member. The Electronical Society of the Cosmos.
The Electronical Society of the Cosmos. Harriet, I see it now. Jagged lightning crashing down on sinners. Burning sparks, lifting the repenting sinners up, up, up to the highest pinnacle of the highest cosmos. The Bible seen through the eyes of modern science, through electronics. Hallelujah, amen. That's it. We're in business.
For the night is a movement. East-west, along the path grooved by the sun. The night is a movement, east-west.
What time is it?
Huh? Almost half past.
They ought to be letting us on board soon now, don't you think?
I'm not a soldier. Haven't you learned how to wait yet?
You know, I heard the...
No, no, no. I heard, you heard, he heard. It all adds up to parking it, soldier. Just parking it.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
Sure.
Hey, watch out, that stuff there.
Boy, am I a lunkhead.
Are you?
Yeah. I had a chance to get out. No, I'm a dream boy. I tell him to forget.
Where were you?
Where wasn't I? From D-Day right on through. I was the second guy across the river to drink vodka with them Russians.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So now you'll drink sake in Tokyo.
As my mama used to say, I should live so long.
Maybe you will.
Maybe. What's your name?
Frank.
Mine's Jake.
Hiya, Jake.
Pleased to meet you, Frank. Sure is dark.
Yeah.
I used to take boat rides at night in Central Park.
New York?
Yeah. A night, a boat, a girl. I was all right.
Ah, I know what you mean. Now I got the night and the boat. And that's it.
I'd like to hold on to this one.
Made in America. Put a tag on it.
Yeah, that's an idea. Stick around, night.
Stay right here. Jake's coming back for you. Maybe.
All right, men. On board. Let's go.
Stick around, Knight.
The land is in darkness. The day, once capering with the promise of its allotted hours, has gone, creeping agedly over the edge of the sky. Night, soft veiling, lies thickly over the cities, county seats, towns, and villages, over the plantations, ranches, farms, and homesteads, over the mountains, buttes, dunes, knolls, over the rivers, lakes, the bays, and harbors. For a whisper of time, the night is on the land.
You have just heard Night, a new play by Arch Obler. The original musical score was composed and conducted by David Raxon. The narrator was Theodore Von Eltz. The cast, in the order of their appearance, were Gloria Blondell, Frank Martin, Therese Lyon, Riff Barnett, Edmund MacDonald, Barney James, Roseanne Murray, Everett Allen, Dorothy Scott, Joe Granby, and Bruce Elliott. Next week, through the cooperation of Lester Cowan Productions, the play will be Mr. Pyle, based on the writings of America's beloved war correspondent, the late Ernie Pyle. The starring player will be Mr. Burgess Meredith. This will be the 10th in a special series of plays written, produced, and directed for the Mutual Broadcasting System by Arch Obler. To conclude the program, David Raxon conducts the orchestra in his original nocturne, written especially for this broadcast. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.